pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's a shortened week, and again, we're just jamming stuff into our 3 days. It's 5 days of content in 3 days, and coming up, it is Press Conference Tuesday, so we will hear from head football coach Bo Pelini at noon today. We're going to start the show off with Steve Ryan in just a moment from Big Red Report from Lincoln. He'll let us know what's going on there and what to expect. And really, Tony, this has kind of got that Kansas State feel, too. More people are talking about the bowl game and Notre Dame getting beat and where the Huskers are going to go. Nobody's talking about Colorado. Everybody wants to talk about the bowl. Nobody's talking about Colorado. You got to talk about Colorado because this is their bowl game. They win this, they can go to a bowl game. This stacks up almost like last year. We'll talk with Steve Ryan. And in this half of the program, Colorado head football coach Dan Hawkins. We thought we were going to have him tomorrow, but they moved that up to today. So Dan Hawkins, head football coach, Colorado, scheduled to join us here in about 15 minutes.
Well, the thing, Doug, about Colorado and why nobody's talking about Colorado, I'm not sure that even Colorado know that they've got enough people healthy to come in and beat Nebraska. They are so depleted with injuries, and that's been a lot of their problems this whole year. They play a demanding early schedule, and it caught up with them 3-0 ever since then. Never did pan out. They just beat up 120 individual games. When they enter Nebraska's game, there will be 120 individual games gone because of injury.
Every toy with a wounded animal. But you are right, Tony. Colorado, after starting 3-0, is now 5-6. Those two wins, 1 point at home against Kansas State, 4 points at home against Iowa State. Largely believed, I don't know where you put Baylor, from 10, 11, and 12, but two of the three worst teams in the conference. And there's nothing they'd like better than to beat Nebraska, so we'll find out. But right now it is press conference day.
Well, let's head to Lincoln to the press conference, be joined by Steve Ryan from the Big Red Report. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing outstanding. What's the news today so far in Lincoln?
Well, not too much. I mean, Joe Gans has been the only one that's been up front, and of course a lot of the questions are kind of directed towards, you know, what's it like your last year, your last tunnel walk, and how's your career gone? Would you change anything? And you know, Joe being Joe, he just said, no, he wouldn't change anything. I got to think, though, might be a couple things he might want to change. But,
yeah, like the last head coach?
Yeah, you know, something slight like, well, unfortunately, if it wasn't for his last head coach, he wouldn't be here. Because, you know, Bill Cowan was the one who recruited him. But so far, that's about it. But nothing, no trend-setting news as of yet.
Steve, I guess people still want to know Cody Glenn, obviously, after yesterday. You know, still saying it's indefinitely suspended. There's no news on that front, is there?
No, there's no news. And, you know, I know we'll keep asking. You know, we'll look for Cody Glenn on the field or even on the sideline. And, you know, that's just a sad way for that story to end. You don't want any career to end like that if that's indeed what's happened. But for everything that kid went through leading up to this year and for everything that's happened this year, that's a kind of a rough way to go out.
Yeah, we just, here in the last couple of days, we're supposed to be voting for our Husker Tom Novak. I know.
I was like, he shot my vote. Because he was the shoe-in. I thought he was the guy that was, I was penciling him in. And nope, not anymore.
Also, off the field a little bit, Steve, is that what's going on with our wide receivers coach, Ted Gilmore, interviewing today? Has anybody found out any more about that?
Well, and I've not found anything more that I would consider concrete. You know, And of course, he's not touching it. You know, these things are so funny every time they happen, these coaching changes, because, you know, we got to ask. They know we're going to ask. And but here's the thing is, all these coaches know that, you know, there are certain things you can't say to the media. You don't really want to talk to the media. But there's not a coaching search in the world that doesn't get leaked. Like, for people who are so secretive about what they're doing, somebody really needs to, you know, just put a sock in it, because they always get leaked. Every single coaching scenario I've ever heard of in my life always gets leaked by somebody. So somebody's not doing their job.
Steve, would Ted be the leading candidate? Who are you hearing maybe as a couple other guys that might be interested in this Wyoming job, or who might be the leading candidate?
Well, I mean, Gary Barnett's name keeps coming up, and I would say obviously he's probably a little more qualified than Gilmore, but you want all that baggage. I think Barnett's probably a pretty good coach. Wasn't real impressed with what he did at Colorado. Very impressed with what he did at Northwestern, but there's a lot that goes with taking a Gary Barnett to your program. Special teams are going to be an interesting scenario. But I heard his name, and he's got a lot of head coaching experience, so I would give him the nod. But Ted's his alma mater. You know, he's got all those ties back to Wyoming, and, you know, that stuff matters. That stuff really matters, because coaches love to go back to places they went to college, and those colleges love to have them back if they're qualified.
Steve Ryan from Big Red Report joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, as you look ahead towards Friday's ball game with Colorado, I mentioned in leading into you how hurt this team was, how many games they've lost due to injuries. Is this team too wounded to come in here and put up a realistic fight?
Yeah, they're too wounded, but they're really not that good either. it's like they've got a good situation at quarterback, but neither one of them's any good. I mean, they're not consistent at all. I mean, Cody, sometimes he looks like a great decision maker and somebody that's not going to wow you with his, you know, arm strength or his physical capability, but sometimes he's consistent, and then the next day, you don't know what you're going to get. So I've never believed in the two-headed quarterback rotation. And then the running back situation, that's really where injuries, you know, that probably the line is where the injuries have really killed them. But, you know, Darryl Scott, up to, you know, point getting a little gimpy, you know, what's he really proven? It was the Stewart kid that was tearing it up. So I think he was one of their bigger losses. And the thing is give me one guy in the receiving corps that's a big play receiver. You know, one guy. They just don't have the weapons.
And, Steve, you look at you just look at the number statistics. I find it very interesting that Nebraska and Colorado are 1-2 in the conference in pass defense. How can that be?
We're in bizarro world. we've moved into another realm. Cause I don't know about you, but I'm still entrenched into the 80s mindset where, you know, holding the 95 yards rushing and they'll get like, I don't know, make Peter Tom Willis a top 3-round draft pick. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you still get stuck in that mindset. But, you know, they've done well. But give the defensive line credit. The defensive line has been the reason for that, just like they're the reason for the secondary not being all that good last year, because they weren't getting any pressure. This year they're doing a hell of a job.
Steve, Doug has said nobody wants to talk about Colorado. Everybody wants to talk about what bowl game we're going to. Where are you hearing, and where do you think we're going?
Well, I think if they get the Gator, they'll take it. But personally, I don't see the attraction of the game. I mean, you know, bowls are about spring practices and getting extra practices. But here's the thing. You got a chance. Let's say you got a choice between the Alamo and the Gator. Why are you going to go to Florida? Because it's nice? Oh, I suppose I could, but you got to think beyond that. You got to think about recruiting. How many kids that you're recruiting in the Florida area that you think you can realistically get are going to come watch you practice? Probably none. At the Alamo, probably a bunch. And you recruit Texas heavy every single year. I just think it makes too much sense to play in Texas because it helps you down the road. Playing in Florida, if they live 3 blocks away, they're just as likely to watch you on TV if you were at the Gator Bowl versus being at the Alamo Bowl. So,
yeah,
it's a couple $100,000 more payout, which is great. It's more of a prestige game because, you know, you might face a Florida State, which is great. But I think down the long road, it's, you know, save the money, go to the Alamo. It's a good place.
Yeah, I was going to say that the whole Miami of Florida, Florida State sounds good on the hoof, but I think I'm still tired of playing those guys in Florida. Let's play them somewhere else. Hey, Steve, we'll let you get rolling into the press conference. We sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and talk to you again soon.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Steve Ryan.
No problem.
Big Red Report joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are with you on this Tuesday getting ready for Colorado.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. 2.25 to go to the Alamo, 2.5 to go to the Gator Bowl. And all those, everybody brings up the recruiting and how critical of a time and how many practices those kids could go to if you're in San Antonio. Now, I don't know, is that a big deal for a high school kid to go to those
practices? It was huge the last couple times they went down there. I know it was huge. And even Callahan got some of the coaches when they went down and played Michigan, got some of the coaches. They had a little clinic with them and everything. You remember all that?
What?
Whether it was plus, minus, it's amazing, but it does happen.
This Gator would be the Big 12 number four game. That's the fourth overall game.
Okay.
Why would Nebraska jump people? Or was it because of the
people
going
there? What are they saying about the Alamo?
Well, it obviously looks like Missouri, probably.
It all in the pecking order, though, the Alamo is ahead of the Gator, right?
No. No, the Gator's behind that. The pecking order would go the BCS championship game, then the BCS at large game, then it would go Cotton Bowl, then the Gator.
No, Holiday Bowl, Tony. Holiday Bowl. Holiday Bowl. Don't leave out the Holiday Bowl. I'll let you investigate.
Let's check this out.
We need to take a break because we are scheduled to talk to Dan Hawkins, the head football coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Tired of hearing about financial bailouts? I'll drink to that. FICO gives you the big beer bailout, like a 12-pack of Bud, Coors, or Miller bottles, $9.99. Everybody likes a little Bush, just $7.99 for a 12-pack of cans. Thanksgiving? Thanks for such low beer prices, you can drink and not worry about the freaking turkey. Just stop by one of the four FICO locations, watch some football, and give thanks that the Huskers are in a bowl game. Visit us on the web at FICOonline.com. Be a FICO buyer.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney.
Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Home of high payouts, great food, and cheap beer. Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Every sport, every team, every game, all at over 50 TVs. Enjoy DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, ESPN Game Day, the NFL Network, plus all regional and local sports channels. And Hastings Keno always carries Husker football and pay-per-view, and there's never a cover charge. Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in and let the games begin.
Dear Santa, what I'd like for Christmas.
Years ago, you might have written to Santa, but now as a grown-up golfer, who do you turn to for your wish list? The Pro Shop at Indian Head Golf Course. That's where. Because just like being first with a GPS system, Indian Head is first with a golfer's wish list. All you need to do is stop by the Indian Head Pro Shop and register everything you want. Then drop some heavy-duty hints around the house about where you know who can shop for you and get exactly the right gifts. No small wonder it's the Pro Shop at Indian Head Golf Course, where the fun never ends, even at Christmas.
Every Friday, Doug and Daddy's College Football Pick'em can win you a gift certificate to Johnny Casinos. Between 11 and noon every Friday during the football season, Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall, reminding you that what goes on during parts of Doug and Daddy, brought to you by Johnny Casino.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion, so your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner, guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Mostly lots of sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 57. Winds out of the south will also develop for about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies, close to 22 with a west wind from 5 to 10, on the way to 54 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our engineer Derek Stenson with you. You can also catch us on the World Wide Web anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you miss the show live, go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Lot. Tony, did you know that this is the 15-year anniversary of the Leon Lett game? The snow game, Dallas and Miami, which of course was on Thanksgiving, right. But by the date, this is the 15-year anniversary. One of those things I can say I was at.
That's a cool thing to be at.
That was a pretty cool thing to be at.
Unless you're Leon Lett.
Unless you're a Cowboy fan. You know, something else that wasn't really fun to be at, unless you were a Colorado fan, was last year's 65-51 Colorado pasting of Nebraska. They're looking to get to bowl eligible with a win coming up on Friday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And we are pleased to be joined by the head football coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, Dan Hawkins, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
I wouldn't call it a pasting when they scored 51 points. That isn't exactly my view of a pasting.
I would call you being kind to a coach on his way out the door, though. I would call you that.
No, not at all. So
Coach,
we just got lucky and had a couple of breaks go our way early in the second half. So momentum change.
You just haven't had any breaks when it comes to injuries this year. I mean, there's a lot of different ways we can start off the conversation with you. But have you ever went through anything in your coaching career that's ever mirrored anything like what's hit your team?
I haven't, but you know, again, that's life, and every day you wake up and the stock market's another 100 points lower, and you never seen that before either, so that's life, you know, and you got to deal with it, so I think our guys have.
Coach, anything, when you go back and look at the schedule you guys have played this year, anything you go back and say, man, I wish we probably would have slowed or eased into things instead of going out like we did?
No, I think that's part of Colorado tradition, you know, is playing those kind of teams in the preseason. And hey, you know, we beat a pretty good West Virginia team, so I don't have any regrets about that. And then obviously, you know, the Big 12 is always strong, but you know, superhuman this year. So it's just the way the stars lined up, and you know, you got to deal with it that way. So we'll be okay. We just get a little older and get a little healthier, and you know, we'll be okay.
Dan Hawkins, in his third year at Colorado, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I wanted to ask you, a lot of people, when Nebraska played Oklahoma, were bringing up what the tradition and what the rivalry is between those two teams now that they don't play every year. Well, Nebraska and Colorado, I guess, is more of a recent rivalry. Now that you're in your third meeting with Nebraska, how do you and how does the team sense this game with Nebraska from a rivalry standpoint?
Well, we certainly understand the tradition. We do. We understand the importance of it. You know, and Coach Mack's kind of getting that whole thing going here and pointing the radar, you know, in the direction of Nebraska. And certainly it's one of the better programs in the country and, you know, was the best program in the Big 8 at that time and certainly one of the best in the Big 12 right now. So it has a lot of implications. It does.
Well, Coach, one implication for you on Friday is to become bowl eligible. Obviously, with all you've been through, how big of a reward would that be for these kids?
Well, sitting around the whole bowl season and watching everybody else play but you is like, that's painful. So I already went through that 2 years ago, and that's not a fun thing. And it doesn't make for a lot of jolly Christmas time with you and your family because you're always in a bad mood. So, you know, it's the last game of the year. It's Nebraska. It's for a bowl game. We've got a rally here.
Dan Hawkins, head football coach at Colorado, joining us for a few minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for the Huskers. Let's talk a little bit about the game, Coach. What is your biggest concern coming into Lincoln?
Well, everything. I mean, really, I think they're playing way better on defense, running around, giving you a lot of problems. Joe Gans is a very electric player, and they're running the ball better than they did last year, and very multi-dimensional group. And obviously, anytime you play in Lincoln in Memorial Stadium, it's one of the great places in the country. So, you know, there's a lot of issues to deal with.
Coach, I guess I look at your offense coming into Lincoln. You guys are going to have to be able to put up some points just the way Nebraska's playing offensively.
Yeah.
And can you do that with the injuries you've sustained?
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see. Obviously, we're going to have to play really well on defense and, you know, all those things that everybody hates hearing. But, you know, we're going to have to, you know, take care of the ball and be good on special teams and do all those kinds of things to give us a chance to win.
As you continue to do that, Coach, what did you have to change the most because of all these injuries as far as personnel and X's and O's? What was most effective?
Well, it was hard. And, you know, our offensive staff, I think, has done a nice job of just trying to be liquid each week and be creative about what we're doing and trying to, you know, put our guys the best possible chance to succeed and score points and win. And, you know, it's put a lot of pressure on our defense, of course, for them to play great each week as well. So it has to be kind of a combination effort.
How do you look at some of the criticism your quarterbacks have taken over this year with all the injuries as well? Some of that been probably undeserved.
Well, that's the nature of it. You know what I mean? It's just, and they understand that, and I understand that, and you guys know this. I mean, the head coach and the quarterback, they get more credit and more garbage than they deserve. And so, but I think they've handled it well, and they've battled, and you know, they've done a nice job considering what's gone on. And but it's part of the nature of the game, and you have to deal with it.
How has Cody dealt with that? More head coach or more dad?
He's been great. He really has. He's been great with it. He's been great. He knows that, you know, at times he didn't play very well, and he understands what Tyler Hansen brings to the table. And he's been around this thing for a long time, so he's probably more level-headed than most guys. I mean, it doesn't really get to him much.
Coach, when you land the number one running back in the nation, there's going to be a lot of focus on him. Where is he at? Is he where you thought he was? He's been banged up, I know, but playing and understanding the concepts of the Division I game, where's he at with that?
Well, he's doing much better, obviously. But, you know, again, when he came in here, I said from the get-go, everybody was talking about, and I just said, guys, he's a freshman, okay? And at some point, he's going to be a great player. I know that. At some point, he will be. Right now, I'm just more concerned that we deal with the things that affect freshmen academically and personally and socially and all that. And, you know, so his body's obviously gone through an adjustment, and I think he's running better than he has in a couple of weeks here. And so, you know, we expect him to play a large amount on Friday.
Dan Hawkins with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Through all this, Coach, what has still been strong for your football team in your eyes? Where have you continued to develop?
Well, I think, again, just our chemistry. I think our guys are totally on board in terms of what we're trying to do and how we do it and why we do it and what we're all about, and I think that continues to build on itself. And, you know, like I tell our guys all the time, I go, guys, just look around the landscape of college football. I said, you know, we're young and we're beat up, so we've got to force ways to get educated faster and try to become older sooner and put more time in with film and all of that. But, you know, we played some really good football teams. So, you know, you go and you look at some of the teams that have been ranked or are ranked, and you look at who they play, and you go, well, who's that? I mean, you know, so it's just the nature of it. So we accept it, and we take it on and keep plugging and keep battling. And I think our guys have been great with that.
Coach, when you look at especially the Big 12 South and what basically the mess they've got the BCS in, what's your answer for that?
Well, I think short term here, I think they need to probably get into the playoff mode and solve a lot of this stuff. And I still think you're going to have some issues solved in the training room. It's not going to be on the field because you're going to have some guys get hurt along the way. But you don't want to leave a good team out. There's too many good teams that are in the mix right now that should have a chance to play for the national championship.
He's Dan Hawkins. He's the head football coach at Colorado. Always great with giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, I know it's a busy week, so we'll let you get back to preparations and safe travels to Lincoln. Best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach. Dan Hawkins joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I love talking to Dan Hawkins. You could talk to him for a half an hour. He would talk to you for a half an hour. One thing I think, though, I brought up the rivalry issue. Dan McCarney made such a big deal out of hating Nebraska. I mean, I really think hating Nebraska.
It was red on the schedule.
Making it kind of a mean-spirited rivalry. You know, talking, taunting, doing things. And they were able to back it up eventually. I think it's softened. I know every once in a while you can still go out there. And I think maybe a part of that is because Colorado's just not very good lately. And so it's not so intense when Nebraska goes out to Colorado. But I think it's softened, and I know that Husker fans and football fans in general can like Dan Hawkins or love Dan Hawkins as far as a football coach, and I think that kind of softened that up a little bit.
Well, see, Doug, you can take so much of what he says with the injuries, and then he will turn that and relate it to life and how life's going to throw you curveballs and whatever, and you've got to deal with those along the way. And it will, after about 3 minutes of conversation, it will have absolutely nothing to do between the white lines on the football field. It will have everything to do with these kids' lives and how he's shaping them and molding them and trying to become, get them role models in society.
I would think Dan Hawkins is considered a little off the wall and probably doesn't want to see Mike Leach leave the conference.
I think that's a fair assessment.
But he is fun. And, you know, I think also you asked him about the Big 12 South. I was pretty sure he was going to go with the playoffs because just look at his pedigree. Coming from Boise State, mm-hmm. where you had to battle, you had to go unbeaten to have any chance.
And still make it left out.
Of playing with the big boys. And that's where they're going to. And Colorado needs a win to become bowl eligible. And speaking of the bowls, Tony, we went into the break talking about it. You looked at how the bowl breakdown is. And again, it depends if the Big 12 gets two teams playing in the BCS, those four games, or if they falter down the way. Now, the Cotton Bowl is second when it comes to that. And then the Holiday Bowl, the Gator Bowl, followed by the Alamo Bowl. And I guess the interesting thing there was, why was Nebraska the Sun and the Gator and never mentioned the Alamo, which gets to pick in between? Nebraska's been to the Alamo a little bit.
Maybe the luster's just not there for the representatives. Maybe they say, we'd rather have Oklahoma State or we'd rather have a Missouri. I mean, and I'm just picking up.
Somebody different. I think they would travel fairly decent as well. But you look at this, and I think the Alamo for a long time has gotten a team that didn't want to be there, Big 12 or Big 10. You know, Michigan when they played Nebraska, Nebraska rolled in a couple of times when Purdue and Kansas State ended up playing in the Alamo Bowl, which was a bunch of – that was bad. You find very few times where you've had a really, really good competitive football game. I mean, maybe you go back to Bo Pelini's only coaching that one game against Michigan State, which was kind of ho-hum, but it was Michigan State transition, Nebraska transition, 17-3. But you look at that, and I guess the whole point of going to the Alamo or going to the Sun, well, if you're going to go to Texas, you just won't go to the Alamo. There's more stuff to do. It's for the fans, it's a better deal, and maybe you get a better opponent. I'd still like to play somebody out of the Pac-10 instead of the Big 10 right now, but bigger, you just can't pick and choose right now.
But Doug, obviously with the Sun Bowl, you've got the whole aspect of they're inducting Tom Osborne into their Hall of Fame, so that would have been a marquee situation for them to bring a Cornhusker team there as well. So I don't think the Sun is out of the realm of possibilities. I just think the best and highest ranked bowl in which Nebraska could go to obviously would be the Gator Bowl, and that would be the one with the most money, and that's $2.5 million.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Den Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Weigh in on the hot topic of the day, which I think today is the bowl talk, but it could be anything. Don't forget Bo Pelini coming up at the top of the hour. We will also talk with the head football coach of the state champion Aurora Huskies, Randy Hubert, is going to join us in the second half of the program. So stay with us. We got a chance to talk to Scott Porter from state champion Blue Hill yesterday. Today, Coach Hubert from Aurora is going to join us here on the show.
I just going to throw this at you, too, because we were talking about bowl talk, and we're going to talk to the state championship coach. And I love to hear, love, great to get a chance to catch up with him. Doug, the Gator Bowl, 11 a.m. in the morning, go time. Just for family. New Year's Day. 11 in the morning.
But that's later than the Outback. Sometimes I have trouble catching kickoff of the Outback. The Outback at 10 a.m., I believe. And then the Gator.
9 a.m.
Well, no.
Well, okay, this would be mountain time because I'm looking at the Colorado Press Guide. You're right. The Gator Bowl would be at noon. Okay. And 11 a.m.
We can make noon.
Okay, yeah, noon.
Noon? Noon, we can make noon, right? I heard some of the boys in Omaha yesterday, they were on orbits trying to find the best and cheapest way to go to the Gator Bowl flight-wise. And a lot of it was going through Atlanta. I know Lee Barfneck was talking about that, going through Atlanta and then driving into Jacksonville. So just telling you, if you're looking at that and you want to, as soon as it's announced, hit the button and go, maybe that's how you look instead of flying in some other places. And I think this flight out of Omaha, 350, 380. Which wouldn't be too bad, but some of that might be coming back a little later than you wanted. It wouldn't just be a three-day little jaunt. Tony, the second ever Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway, speaking of Colorado, will be given away tonight, one of the grand prizes. Now, again, I will say that tonight they are drawing out on a terrific Tuesday at Cunningham's the trip for four to see the Chiefs and the Broncos December 7th. You get the tickets, the hotel, the spending cash. The drawing is tonight. We're going to give you a chance to get registered right now because every Sunday and Monday and every time there's an NFL football game on, if you got a Coors Light or a Miller Lite at Cunningham's, you got an entry. But if you got our trivia question right here, you got five entries. And this isn't the end of it because there's still weekly drawings. They've added some more prizes. They're giving away a 42-inch LCD HD TV, Frosty Fridge recliner, and many, many more items. So we're going to keep doing that. Right now, though, it is time to get someone five registrations, and it'll still get you in for that trip for four to see Kansas City play Denver on December the 7th. Chiefs, Broncos, right now, say they play. Who would you like in that game?
Well, you got to like the Chiefs. They got a better quarterback. Undoubtedly, Tyler Thigpen's an NFL quarterback. I'm not sure Jay Cutler is right now.
You are slamming Jay Cutler. Where did Jay Cutler go to college? 1-888-455-ESPN. Where did Jay Cutler go to college? Five entries into the Cunninghams and ESPN Rocky Mountain Mile High giveaway. When we come back, high school football Randy Hubert from Aurora. Stay with us.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm Jeff Smith with the Tri-City Storm, and I'm thankful for my friends and family.
I'm Alec Rush, and as a hockey player, I'm thankful for dentists.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nugent, and I'm thankful for all Storm hockey fans, the best fans in the league.
Fans can be thankful for two chances to watch Storm Hockey the week of Thanksgiving. Wednesday, November 26th, this Hilltop Hall night, and Saturday is $2 beer night. That's right, $2 beers on Saturday. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier for everyone to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation with the new TomTom 1125. At under $100, it actually costs less than something like, say, a cashmere sweater. And just like a sweater, it works right out of the box. More importantly, though, unlike a sweater, it's not completely lame. So this week only, get the new TomTom 1125 for under $100 and go confidently.
Around here, we talk a lot about odds. This college football season, Dr. Pepper is bringing you great odds on winning some really great prizes. Just pick up some Dr. Pepper in the limited edition football cans and enter your code at drpepper.com for a 1-in-6 chance to win prizes, like a trip to a college conference championship game. And the more you drink, the more chances you have to win. Now, those are some great odds. Dr. Pepper football cans are going fast. But remember, drink it slow. Doctor's orders.
How to perform.
Hey guys, who said jewelry was just for women? Just look down at your wrist and tell me what's there.
And everyone knows it's your responsibility to find her the ring that'll make her eyes sparkle and her finger dazzle. And that's why Hawthorne Jewelry and Carney wants you to know about their beach party sale on November 25th from 5 to 9. And gives you 4 hours to change your life forever. And make your way to the treasure chest for savings of 30, 40, or even 50% off anything in the store. Now's the perfect time to buy at Hawthorne Jewelry, downtown on the Bricks.
The position Brian Dempster was in at pitching game one, trying to lift the curse off the back of the Cubs after 100 years, attempting to do what everyone's expecting them to do, I would have folded like a cheap
seat. Wake up to Mike and Mike every weekday morning until 9 on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 57. Winds out of the south will also develop for about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies, close to 22 with a west wind from 5 to 10, on the way to 54 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
On the road again. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have one final person get signed up for Cunningham's and ESPN's Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway. And, of course, the name that stays in if it's not drawn out tonight. Who's our winner, Derek?
Adam from Holdridge to Vanderbilt is where Jay Cutler went to college.
Best of luck, Adam, and all the folks that are signed up tonight. Go to Cunningham's. You don't have to be present to win, but wouldn't you want to be present when you won?
Well, I would think so. To let the celebration go longer.
Dancing, it's just gyrating, all kinds of things.
Gyrating.
Randy Heber going to join us in just a moment. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ken says, it seems Richie is incognito no more, in trouble with the fans in St. Louis for his stupid comments about the fans. When a lineman makes a false start in a game, I usually yell, nice play, meat, to the TV. The only brain power required of a lineman is to remember the snap count. Richie is the prototypical meat, in my opinion. Yikes, Ken. What do you think about that?
Well, they've kind of shut him down. They've shut him down in talking to anybody right now, and it was one more outburst, and there will be fines and other things happen to Richie. So, yeah, team in total disarray, and that's not helping matters.
Incognito criticized fans, saying some don't know when to cheer or how to cheer for the Rams, which would be tough. He was seen mugging at fans who were booing him. Haslett says the head coach, he believes Incognito understands that he was wrong. Incognito's trouble stretched back to his time in Nebraska, where he was once ejected for fighting, suspended, and eventually left the team.
He did a lot of dumb things in Nebraska.
Yeah, a lot of tattoos, a lot of tats. But actually, he's played pretty good for a Rams team that's not. So we'll see. We'll see what he can do. We will see what he can do. Hastings College basketball teams are in action tonight at home. They have home games all week. Concordia tonight, then both the men and women are hosting a Thanksgiving tournament action. You can hear the games on 1230 AM KHAS. UNK split last night at Wayne State. Tough one for the men. They fell 71-69 after being up by a dozen in the second half with 13 minutes to go. Balanced scoring, just not enough depth, it looks like, right now for the Lopers. And Wayne has really got that program pointed in the right direction, so they win the ball game. The men are hosting York tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. It's a men's only game, 7 o'clock tip at the Health Sports Center. The women are home Friday and Saturday. They've got a four-team classic that they have every Thanksgiving weekend. Nebraska women, a winner last night. And the Nebraska men play tonight against St. Louis.
Yeah, a game that might be 45-40. Two very, very defensive-oriented teams. Rick Majerus, of course, coming to the building and getting to be a part of that.
You want to go?
Don't think it's going to happen, Douglas.
Tip time 7:05 tonight, and television coverage begins for the season tonight on Fox Sports Midwest. You'll be able to catch a lot of those Husker games on Fox Sports Midwest. Eric Piankowski will be the color man this year. Matt Davison's going to stay with radio.
115 over under. Under. Game goes under tonight. One of those. This could take everything that's, you know, in Nebraska's power. To, you know, turnovers are going to be critical. This game, seriously, could be a 48-52 ball game. That's what it's going to come down to.
It's going to be rough. Okay. I gotcha. I hear you. All right. Also, one more mention on UNK. Jade Means, 26 points, 12 rebounds last night. She's the next big thing, if you haven't figured this out by now. She was named the RMAC East Division Player of the Week. This is before yesterday's game. And the Nebraska Division II Women's Basketball Player of the Week. Then she goes out 26-12. She's just playing outstanding basketball for Coach Carol Russell.
What, you know, I guess, you know, come along, you expect some things. But, boy, for her this early in her senior season to step up and do what she's doing, yeah, congratulations. You know, a local girl drawing the interest of the fans around the area as well. So congratulations, Jade.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox. We have an email here referencing your Caddyshack 2 reference yesterday. And amazingly enough, Caddyshack 2 was then on the Versus Network last night at 10 o'clock. How in the world did that happen?
I have no idea, but do you want...
No. It got some folks talking about... Why ruin the show? We had a bad reference yesterday. There's no need to quote Caddyshack 2 again.
Yeah, why throw any humor in the show?
Because it's a horrible show, and nobody's ever seen it.
Apparently some people have seen it.
Yeah, you and your brother. What does that say?
Well, that's fine. People appreciate good humor. That's fine.
Oh, good God. I appreciate good humor, but I also appreciate the job that the Mike and the Gang and Kermit does. Matt and the Gang, excuse me. Wrong name. Sorry, Matt.
Hey, they just want you to fall in love with your home all over again. Bring out that hidden beauty you once saw when you chose your home. Find that curb appeal again. Now's the time to get your home or business looking hot again. So come spring, all you have left to do is pick what flowers, shrubs, or fauna you want to complement the color of your home or business. Kerbin is a continuous and free-flowing landscape edging, allowing smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. It is low maintenance, adds definition, and is guaranteed for a full 5 years. Go to curbit.net, pick out that design that you think will work, and go get that free estimate. Matt and the gang waiting for you. Oh, not very good on the internet? We'll give you a phone number. You can call Matt and the gang, 308-237-4805. That's 308-237-4805. They're bringing life to landscapes, whether it be residential or commercial. Curbit.net. Obviously, Douglas, good football game last night. Well, good half of football last night for both teams, and then looked like Drew Brees just playing out of this world. Seeing the field as well as anybody in the NFL, you know, how is, you know, the team that played last night looks to be one of those groups in that elite group in the NFC. Looks to be the you know, and then you look at their record and they're going, oh, they're fighting to make a playoff spot. Probably not going to make a playoff spot.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, they're in one of the toughest divisions in the National Football League, and this is what happens when you don't come to play every week. They've got the talent. They just weren't getting the job done. They got the talent without Reggie Bush. It took them a while to figure that out. And again, it just proves that I don't think Green Bay is all that good. I really don't think Green Bay is all that good. But bottom line, I thought I heard him say this morning on Mike and Mike, this was the highest scoring weekend in NFL history. And I quickly went through and went, so I went, boy, every game must have went, the total must have went over. 10-6. Six games went under.
Wow. Buffalo normally scores 13, they scored 54, so that immediately jumps the whole weekend into contention, I think.
Well, yeah, you throw out Houston, who had 16 points, then you go Washington had 20, Indy 23 in their win, and everybody else had more than that, 27 or more. So, you know, 13 of the games, the winning total had 23 or more points scored in it, so there you go. Defense was not that great this weekend. One thing that did get the job done, even though in the last two games they weren't pitching shutouts, the defense of the Aurora Huskies helped them win the Class B State Football Championship. And we want to get on board once again and say congratulations to Coach Randy Hubert and the Huskies for winning the state championship. Coach joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, is the dancing stopped yet?
Oh, we're pretty excited around here. You know, it's just an honor to win the state championship. You know, the kids are still excited, and it was just a great ride for us and a great finish.
Well, Randy, people want to not only talk about the state championship, but what you were able to do to McCook in the second half of that ball game. Take us back to the second half of the McCook ball game and them not having an answer for you.
You know, I've said many times after the first time we played McCook, we had to make some serious changes in our schemes and in our personnel and our attitude, a lot of things. You know, in that second half, I think we just really felt confident we could move the football. You know, we still struggled in stopping them. We were just fortunate to get a turnover at the end of the game to get us in a position to drive the ball and score to get the win. So they're a great football program, and we were very fortunate.
So what NFL players did you recruit in between those two games?
Yeah, we just got to the practice field and just worked our tails off. And, you know, I think our kids really understood what effort and playing hard on every down meant. You know, you can talk about it, but you got to really believe it. And, you know, the kids had some great goals for the season and a great motto for our team. And, you know, I'm really proud of our kids. They stayed humble, stayed focused, and good things happened.
Aurora football coach Randy Hubert joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Coach, there were still a lot of people that had Beatrice picked to win the game. Maybe from a slight talent standpoint was some of the reasoning, but a lot of people just felt that there would be a letdown by your football team after such an emotional win. How did you prevent that?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I never really heard that much until we got to be the Beatrice game, but I really thought that was a shot in the arm for us because it really improved our confidence, and we had as good a practice week before Beatrice as we've had all year. I think our kids just were confident and determined to win that state championship. So I think it was a confidence booster, and we were very focused on Beatrice.
Probably ended any of those thoughts when you come out, take a 93 yards in 14 plays. 6:14 comes off of the clock. Beatrice had to be shaking their head going, what is this we're up against? Offensively, to have a drive, come out in the state title game, you couldn't have drawn it up any better, could you?
No, I don't think so. You know, our kids just executed. Tyler McDonald, the quarterback, just did a great job of reading the option. And we have a good lineup, right? You know, those fellas really work hard and got some talent up there. So it was just a great start for us. And really proud of our kids.
Randy, did this run actually start a couple years ago with some of the success you guys have been able to build, and just these kids were the ones that got to take home the trophy?
I think so. You know, there's a great tradition at Aurora, you know, with Coach Guggemas and Raleigh Carter before me, you know, and a lot of the alumni were super excited. Anybody that wore the red and white of Aurora, you know, it's for them as well as us. So, you know, it's just a tradition of excellence here, and this year was a class that everything fell in place, and A lot of that goes just to working hard and understanding and believing in our program and in our system. And, you know, just understanding the tradition at Aurora. And it's an honor to win it this year.
Well, Coach, you touched a little bit there on Tyler McDonald. You also have a very special kid in Jerry Labeda there who did things on both sides of the ball for you.
Yeah, Jerry Labeda is just an awesome athlete. You know, he's just a durable, tough kid. Does a lot of things for us, and he had a great game for us, and made some big things happen for us.
Doug, I'm looking down here, 84-yard drive, 93-yard drive, Beatrice was on a 73-yard drive. You know, that's kids not making mental mistakes to penalize your team, not holding on to the football. These are two quality opponents butting heads, and Aurora comes out. And that just says something to Randy and his coaching staff for keeping these kids focused, I think.
Well, great job, obviously, Tony, by Aurora to do this. And I guess, Coach, we asked Scott Porter from Blue Hill, who won the state title on Friday, about this. When did you get the inkling that you thought this team could make this run or could possibly beat McCook and get to the final?
Doug, the thing that we noticed, and it was very evident, was how we kept improving, and even into the playoffs. You know, we made some personnel changes where we were able to distribute the ball around fellas that helped us out, but you know, we just, our confidence kept building, and it was very evident that we were improving each week, and it's great when you can peek out the last game of the year.
Well, Brandon Cool's still running around town yelling Aurora every time I see him. He's just doing an outstanding job. Randy, very deserving to you and your program, and I guess it makes it even more memorable with who you beat, how you did it. Something that'll never be forgotten at Aurora, and I guess keep up the good work, enjoy it while you can, and I know you'll already be looking forward to next season.
Well, it was an honor and a privilege to be a part of that, and I really appreciate you guys having us on the radio.
Hey, thanks for giving us some time. Again, congratulations.
Okay, you guys take care.
All right, Randy Hubert, the head football coach at Aurora.
Won't be forgotten McCook either. Well, you don't want another gut punch for McCook.
That's what makes good football. You can't win them all the time. Now, McCook would like to say, well, we'd like to win one, but unfortunately, it's against different people for the most part and different times. So, you know, McCook just, you know they're going to be good again next year. You just know they are. It doesn't matter that you know they're going to have the talent. It is a press conference day, so stay with us. Bo Pelini will hear what he has to say as they get ready for Colorado. Already heard from Steve Ryan down there at Big Red Report at the press conference. Already talked to Dan Hawkins, head football coach at Colorado. Randy Hubert, state champion coach at Aurora. If you miss any of it, go to the podcast after the show, ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. Be back with more, including Troutman's Tuesday Trivia after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show. How to perform holiday magic. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot. See the exclusive holiday collection of stunning pre-lit Christmas trees, ornaments, lawn decorations, lights, and more. At guaranteed low prices, now even lower. Step 2. Choose your decorations and create a holiday wonderland inside and out. Step 3. Notice how it all fits nicely within your budget, which is every bit as magical as flying reindeer. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. If a stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events,
Salon Paws can help. Salon Paws, they're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back, just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Paws. Available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Paws. Be more active.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host.
I'm Jeff Smith with the Tri-City Storm, and I'm thankful for my friends and family.
I'm Alec Drush, and as a hockey player, I'm thankful for dentists.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nugent, and I'm thankful for all Storm hockey fans, the best fans in the league.
Fans can be thankful for two chances to watch Storm Hockey the week of Thanksgiving. Wednesday, November 26th, this Hilltop Mall night, and Saturday is $2 beer night. That's right, $2 beers on Saturday. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver. Compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it when truck stops sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, well, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys in Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, except for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 57. Winds out of the south will also develop for about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies, close to 22 with a west wind from 5 to 10, on the way to 54 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini around the corner. Glad you could join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Of course, Tuesday, extended show, so that we can hear from the coach. Again, 15-year anniversary since the Leon Lett game. Also yesterday, the one-year anniversary of the firing of Bill Callahan, who may be joining us tomorrow. I'm not sure. He may be joining us. We're also efforting a representative from the Gator Bowl on the show tomorrow. UNK sophomore middle hitter Jerry Wachowiak selected first-team All-Region. That now puts her up for All-American honors. Also, a Nebraska volleyball. They're just, everybody down there is just so smart, Tony.
No, I can't really.
Three Nebraska volleyball players, Amanda Gates, Corey Cooper, named Academic All-Americans, and Jordan Larson, second team. Nebraska has 35 Academic All-Americans in volleyball. Next, MIT with 13. Penn State, the only other Division I program with at least 10 Academic All-Americans. In all sports, Nebraska leads the nation now with 266 Academic All-Americans.
MIT next to Nebraska. Nebraska light years ahead of MIT.
One other note, the city of Sioux City will host the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championships through another 3 years, 2012. I know Mike Will, who covers the Lady Broncos, ecstatic about that. He's got all his spots in Sioux City, knows where to stay, where to eat, where to go to church, and things like that. Six Big 12 women's basketball teams ranked in the nation's top 25. And I think that covers pretty much everything we have for some other notes to tell you about. So let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you still got time to get in, maybe get a bone-in ham, your turkey, or whatever, some prime rib fixed up for this long holiday weekend. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Call now. We'll take you on the air. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN, and we'll do a little Doug and Daddy trivia. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines for Travis Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Randy. Arnie.
Randy, nice to chat with you. Tony has the first trivia question for you today. Tony?
Give me a Buffalo Bill that won the last Super Bowl ring.
Excuse me.
Colorado Buffalo.
I give you responsibility.
Buffalo, Colorado Buffalo.
Right away.
Well, I'm looking at Derek.
Randy, we ought to just give it to you because he's an idiot. Oh, we love him. Tony, okay, one more time. The trivia question is.
Give me a Colorado Buffalo that won their the last Super Bowl ring of any Colorado Buffalo in the NFL.
Cordell Stewart.
That is incorrect.
Thanks, Randy. Back to the phone lines. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, let's ask you the same question.
Give me a Colorado Buffalo that won the last Super Bowl ring.
Daniel Graham.
That is correct.
Wow. And it's kind of a trick question, too, Tony.
Well, it goes back to the 04 New England Patriots. And that was Ted Johnson, Daniel Graham, Christian Fourier, or Tom Ashworth. There are four of them.
Okay, there you go. So, Bill, from Kearney, Bill?
Yes.
All right. Hey, hold on the line. Derek will get your information and enjoy your $25 gift card to Traumas. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You guys do the same.
Thanks, Bill. Bill, hold on, and Derek will get that information. We'll take a break and be back with Bill Callahan. We're talking Bill Callahan. We'll be back with Bo Pelini and his weekly press conference right after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap when the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mid-America Market Information.
With the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. Here's a look at your market update for today. Looks like I got a little bit of a bearish trend going on right now. Of course, we had such a run-up yesterday. There obviously would be a pullback in the grains, and that's kind of what we had so far today. Nothing drastic or anything, but just a little bit of a pullback. Corn's down two at 352.5 for December. Soybeans are up, though, right now, up three-quarters of a cent there at 844.5. Soybean meal is up as well, up 4.262 for December, and soybean oil is down 74 cents for December at 32. Looking at Kansas City wheat, it is down 2.75 at 566 for December, and looking at July, it's only down 3.75 at 6 right now for July. Moving over to the Mercantile Exchange for live cattle today. Live cattle's down 55 cents. Of course, it had a good run up yesterday as well. It's at 86.10, and feeder cattle's down today as well, down 50 cents at 90.90 for January. Lean hogs is up today, up 27 cents at 57.65 for December. So they've had a couple of days there. They've been in the green, so to speak. Switching to energy, crude oil's down 3.45 at 51.05 for January after a nice run-up from yesterday. Gasoline's down 4 cents at 1.10 for December. And a diesel is up 8 cents now at 1.78 for December. And finally, taking a look at the financials for today. After a nice run-up from the past 2 days, from Friday and Monday, obviously there's going to be, at some point, a little bit of a pullback, and that's kind of what is being done today, but nothing drastic yet. Dow's only down 28 points at 84.15. S&P 500 is only down 3 at 8.48. So it looks like a nice quiet day on the Dow so far. U.S. dollar's down 74 at 84.96. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. A top selection of show calf prospects are now available at Apex Cattle, Danbrog, Nebraska. The source of many past champions, this year's calves are their best ever. Sired by Heatwave, Sunseeker, Ali, Shiver, plus other greats, and now for sale at private treaty. For more information, visit the website at apexcattle.com or call 877-505-0914. They're the winning kind, gentle with purple ribbon quality and affordably priced. Find your next champion at Apex Cattle, located only 20 minutes north of Grand Island, Nebraska.
Hey, folks, before you buy a trailer, listen up. Neville custom-built trailers are what we use on the Ponderosa for years. And I recommend you check them out because they'll build a custom-designed trailer for exactly what you need it for. You can't beat that. From drop-deck trailers for hauling equipment, grain trailers, livestock trailers that load from the ground. Neville Trailers, built for the rugged farm. Folks, call Neville Built Trailers. They're at Kingman, Kansas, 1-800-301-3487. Or go to NevilleBuilt.com.
You spend a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinsey, Krauss, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM, KXPN Carney, and KICS Hastings.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska women's basketball team used a 13-3 surge to open up the second half and a 14-4 run about 8 minutes later to pull away for a 76-55 win over Denver at Magnus Arena last night. Corey Montgomery led the Huskers with 20 points. Nebraska is now 4-0 for the first time since the 2001-2002 season. The Nebraska men's basketball team will try to run its season-opening winning streak to 4 games when it faces a tough St. Louis squad at Bontevante Sports Center tonight. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:07. Pre-game show begins at 6:04 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings College will open up their conference season tonight when they play host to Concordia at Lindfrom Arena. Bronco women are 5-0 in the season. The men are 3-6. They'll be looking to break a 3-game losing streak. The women's game gets underway at 6 o'clock. The men will follow at 8. And 12:30 KHIS will broadcast beginning with the pre-game show at 5:45 this afternoon. Nebraska assistant coach Ted Gilmore isn't saying whether Wyoming has contacted him about his vacant head coaching job. Rivals.com is reporting that Gilmore, a former Wyoming player and coach, will interview with athletic director Tom Berman and school president Tom Buchanan today. Gilmore said after practice yesterday that he would not be in Laramie, Wyoming today. That's where the Wyoming officials would come to Lincoln. He said he didn't have anything to say about that. Gilmore said he's ready to become a head coach. Coach Bo Pelini said he and Gilmore have talked about the possible opportunity. Wayne State rallied from a 14-point second-half deficit to beat Nebraska Kearney 71-69 last night at Wayne. The Lopers are now 1-3 on the season. And the Nebraska Kearney women knocked off Wayne State 66-50. Have a good night for Jade Beach. She scored 26 points and pulled down 12 rebounds for the Lopers. UNK is now 3-1 on the season. That's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation.
Generally, when you rib someone, it sounds like you're kidding around. But there's no kidding around with the ribbing you'll take at Skeeter Barnes tonight. Because Tuesday, ribs are king at Skeeter Barnes, and everyone knows it's good to be king. All you can eat ribs smoked as only Skeeters can. Served with a variety of sauces up to the sassiest you can take. Only $18.99, all you can eat tonight.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. We're looking forward to your appetite for ribs challenging us tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kearney.
Now we're going to candy shop, Derek. As soon as the show's over.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. That's right. We head to the Dead Popper inbox. Bo Pelini coming up just directly shortly. Unders, huh? Thanks. I'll take the overs then. Mark and Min and me talking about the Nebraska basketball game tonight with St. Louis.
I think he's referencing how bad your picks have been lately. I think. Not sure, but
I believe it was a direct shot at me. Not like one fired over my shoulder, over the, it was right at the sternum.
Oh, yeah, it was right at you.
Fish barrel, bang. Derek, what are you telling me here?
I got a couple seconds here.
Obviously, Nebraska is 7-4, looking to become 8-4. Colorado needs this win to become bowl eligible at 6-6. They would become the 8th team to become bowl eligible. So, 17-point underdog. Many people, including myself, don't see how this is going to happen. So that probably bodes well for Colorado as they come to Lincoln. But we'll have to see how it pans out on Friday. But
chill.
You're saying it's over.
No, I'm just saying chill. Joe Gans said this morning, I want them to feel like we felt like. I want them to have to stay home. I want payback. That's what Joe said.
We didn't feel like we felt like because our coach is a ding-dong.
Hey, don't forget the best. Don't forget the best.
I couldn't come up with a better word than that. Would be.
We'll qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy efficient space heater. We're giving away one a week. Tomorrow, we give away a Sun Heat System space heater. Fill us in on your hot topic. Shoot us an email anytime. You can call the show, but we're going to hear from Coach here, so you have to wait till Coach is done. But you can fire us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Your Sun Heat System's hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by the hundreds. And as we do every Tuesday when Coach has a press conference, it's time to hear from the head football coach at Nebraska, Bo Pelini.
Yeah, but I don't know. I really look at the stats. These guys are very capable on the offensive side. They have good talent. They've had some injuries, which a lot most people have at this point in the season. They have two quarterbacks, both who can make plays. And, some good skilled guys. I think the running backs are good players. So it'll be we're gonna have to play our best football. That's really what we're looking to do. We're put four quarters together of our best football.
How do those quarterbacks compare with this safety issue?
They probably feature a little bit. I know when the second guy came in, they featured a little bit more quarterback run game at times. But they're both, they're similar. They both show the ability to throw the football, and it looked like they're a little more apt to run the football with the second guy. But, just depends on what plays they call. They do a lot offensively. When you go back over the course of the season, they kind of have a flavor of the day. Personnel groupings they feature week to week, and you got to be ready for a lot. You got to prepare for a lot, and then see what they choose to feature in that particular day. So they show a lot of ingenuity on the offensive side of the ball. That was easy.
Coach, it'd be senior day, one of the seniors everyone's talking about is Joe Hans. Can you talk about what he's meant to you here in your first year of program?
Well, I think he's had a tremendous year, first of all. He's made plays from start to finish, and really happy with Joe and the year he's had, and he's a leader, he's tough, really set the tone for the whole team because nothing really rattles Joe, and he's looked adversity in the eye a number of times during the year and come back well, and I think he's had a great year, and we're gonna miss him.
But the senior class as a whole,
I think I'd say the same thing about the whole senior class. They've been through a lot. A number of these guys committed. Before this. Back when I was here in 2003 and then went through that deal, and then they had to, then going into their senior year, they have to deal with another coaching change. That's never easy, and especially going into your senior year. And I thought they've responded well. They've led this football team. I have a lot of respect for these guys. They come to work every day. They practice hard. They have great attitudes. There's a lot of character, and we're going to miss all those guys.
What kind of connection did you have with some of those guys who you were involved with in recruiting, like Steve Miller or Potter, and you didn't see for 3 or 4 years when they come back? Was there a bond there that you shared with them?
Well, I was familiar with them, and I knew there's some of their families. When you remove... I wasn't real familiar with what they had gone through and with their careers up to that point, because I was pretty far removed from the situation. But just knowing their families and the type of kids that they were, from being exposed to them early. Obviously I coached Clayton's brother, and, Zach was around a lot coming to the games when I was there, so I got to know him. And I remember Nate Swift coming to camp. And those are the ones that kind of... that I remember the most.
Who stands out as being the biggest improvement over the year?
I think there's a... You can go right down the line. I think that we've made a lot of improvement, and a lot of guys, developed as the season went on. And I think with the great thing about this team, it's not just a star-oriented group. It's a lot of lunch pail type guys who have, and a lot of different guys have stepped up as the season's gone on. And you've seen a lot of guys make plays, and it hasn't been, one or two guys. I mean, obviously Joe and Nate stick out, because of some of the numbers they put up. If you look at Todd Peterson and our tight ends and the number of backs that have contributed to this team, and you can go right down the line of the amount of offensive linemen that have played, and the number of guys on defense that have stepped up, the amount of linebackers we've played, and this young secondary that's grown together, and some of the things that we've done on defensive line. Really, it's been a fun group to coach. You've seen a lot of guys develop, a lot of contribute, and that's always fun. That's always a great aspect of coaching.
What has the second to do offensively this year was based on Emma Jill?
Well, a lot of it. You got to play to what the strengths are. It's not all X's and O's. It's about putting your guys in the best position to have success and play to the strengths of your football team and play to their talents. And I think offensively we did that well, and that's always going to be when you get together as a staff and new staff that's come together. It takes some time. There's that feeling out process, not only within the staff but within figuring out what those strengths and weaknesses are of the group that you're coaching. So you can, and I think you've seen an evolution happen. And we haven't gone 180 away from what we were doing, but we've, the offense has developed, and I think right now they're in sync and they're playing pretty efficient football.
What about Sean? He was a guy that could use the evolution and continue that where it was and get where he got it then.
Well, you watch Sean. I mean, he's had a tremendous amount of success in his career as a coordinator, and I've coached against him, and obviously had a lot of respect for him. I haven't coached against him, and knew his work well, and he just he gets it. He's an outstanding football coach, and he's a guy that takes input from his staff. You see that a lot of the there's a lot of experience on that staff and guys with some different backgrounds, and they've meshed well together. They work well together. And Sean's a guy that, he has his principles and his beliefs like anybody does. But, like I said, the key is to evolve and to put your guys in position to make plays. But he never goes away from what he believes in and his, what we've done. But he understands the game, and I think he's done a tremendous job this year, as has the whole staff, the whole offensive staff.
Throughout the season, we've talked about we're not there yet. We're getting there. It's a process. We're not there yet. Going into the last game of the regular season, how far have you come and how far do you have to go to get there still?
Well, I'm a guy that's really pretty hard to satisfy, and I want perfection. I just feel like we haven't yet put four quarters of our best football together. Am I ever gonna, if we put a performance out there Friday like Oklahoma did on Saturday night, I'd be pretty fired up. but I think we've come a long way. I really do, and I've seen improvement. And a lot of guys, individually, I've seen a lot of guys develop. But are we where we want to? Is this program where I want it to be? No, not yet.
It's on track, isn't it?
We'll find out Friday. I talk about it and I believe in the process. It's a day-to-day thing. If we just keep working the way we have been, and, Friday gives us another opportunity to get better. and we can't waste that opportunity. It's a huge, it's a big game for this program.
Well, on the topic of guys developing, how would you break down Lee, Witt, Spano over the course of this fall? How does it progress? Where do they have to get to as guys moving at the next year?
I think they've come a long way. You know, I think there's been a good battle, pretty much an ongoing battle for that number two spot. And, they're both very capable, but they're both developing. And I know this, with Sean coaching those guys every single day they walk out on the practice field, it's a tremendous opportunity for them to develop and get better. And they get reps. And you know, they've worked hard at it. And I think the, you know, come springtime, you know, I think the competition will be great, you know, from the winter on in the spring and through fall camp. And how that plays out, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think they've gotten better, and I feel like we have some talent at that position.
When it comes to bowl preparation, you work those guys or in the reps?
Yeah, you have some, you know, bowl preparation is, you know, it's like another, you still practice and win a football game. You know, so there's part of that is obviously the development of your young guys, but you still have, you know, this, you know, you're still going to get the, you know, not the majority of the reps, but you're going to get more reps with the guys that are going to actually hang.
Well, you expand on, you said this is a big game for the program. You expand on that a little bit.
Well, I mean that it's that next step. It's that next game, and you know, I believe that every game we've walked into this year has been actually very big. But, you know, I feel like, you know, a little over three weeks ago now, when we, after that Oklahoma game, I said this is a three-game season. And I, you know, myself, the players, we committed to winning, to going undefeated in that three-game season. And we want to, you know, we'll worry about the bowl game, if, you know, whatever happens there when that comes. But we need to win this football game, and there's a sense of urgency for me, the staff, the players, to get it done and make sure we keep this ship heading in the right direction and get some momentum going for this program.
How much of a task do you try to get to win?
Whatever happens, happens. Okay, that's something I'm not really in control of, and if that happens, that's great. You know, there's, you know, I'd love to get to a New Year's Day bowl game, but, you know, but once again, I'm not really in control of that. All I can control is what is the product we put on the field on Friday and what happens from there. You know, if we earn it, we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, that's, that'd be great. If not, if it's not a New Year's Day bowl game, I know this, if we win the football game, we're going to have more options than if we don't.
Are you a Jacksonville guy or an El Paso guy?
Jeez, I don't know. I'm more of a Youngstown guy. Lincoln now.
A few times in your career, about this time of year, you kind of watch BCS numbers a little bit. Well, last year was a good example. If you were on a coaches committee to recommend changes to it, what would you suggest?
To the BCS?
Or if you wanted to institute something else.
Well, I was listening to ESPN radio coming in this morning, and you know, there's an argument to be made for about every scenario. There's 9,000 scenarios going on out there. Who's gonna, you know, gives you guys a lot to write about and talk about, and that part of it's fun. You know, is it going to be fair to everybody involved all the time? No, there's no fair way of doing it right now. There's just not. You can make an argument for Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Florida, right on down the line, USC, everybody has their argument. Everybody's going to skew the numbers their way, but there has to be a way to decide it. You wish it could be decided on the football field. Then it's, you know, how do you decide between 8 and 9 or 4 and 5 or however many people you're going to have in it? There's no perfect way. And I wish I had the answer to it. I do. I believe this, though. That if you're not going to go to a playoff system, I don't know that it's not the right thing to go to a playoff system. And have conference tie-ins to bowl games and bring back to New Year's Day what it used to be when we grew up, and take all that out of it, take the computers out of it, have bowl tie-ins, and at the end of the year, let the argument happen then and vote. Because one thing I think that's missing in college football is the way the system is set up right now is you're penalized so much for losing a game early in the season that you don't see the matchups in September that you used to see. You don't see as many teams playing across conferences because they're afraid of losing that game early on and taking them out of the BCS or taking them out of national championship contention. And I think that ultimately it's about the regular season. And then let the voters make their choice at the end of the year.
So that's your preference would be playoff.
Or the old system, one or the other. I don't quite see how this one works. It doesn't seem to work to me. Because there's a lot of arguments. I don't know. You know. It's a system that's there. I'm gonna fully support it right now. But do I think it's the best system? Last year I did. I thought we deserved to be in the football game. I thought I'm glad it played out that we did. But, you know, I look at this a couple years ago when it was going to be Michigan or Ohio State and all that, and then Florida was the odd man out. They would not have got in had, I can't remember, there was a couple things that happened there, and then Florida ended up going to national championship game and beating Ohio State by 35 points, but they weren't even in the conversation before a week before that game started. So, you can go each year. You can see, you look back at all the national championships since it started, there's very few times has it been a clear-cut choice of who belongs in that game.
What do you think it would take for change to actually happen? It seems like the BCS is so against
an act of God. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon. I really don't. Maybe kind of seismic anomaly or something. I know that word because I was listening to Hunt for Red October when I was working last night. I think he's pretty irrelevant in this process. You know, he can, you know, they didn't seem real happy with his comment. So he kind of made some enemies on that deal. A couple more Republicans after that deal.
Joe was saying earlier that, you know, this year Nebraska's in Colorado's in sync with Nebraska the last year as far as Nebraska had to win last year against Colorado to get the more eligibility. Colorado in that vote this year. You said you wanted to let Colorado know what it feels like to stay at home and have to watch other teams playing bowls. Now, is that something that...
Who said that?
Joe Gans.
Which Joe would just worry about Joe.
I mean, is that a motivation? You look at that as a positive motivation for a player. Is that something that you would encourage, or that is for the players themselves?
Everybody's going to be motivated by different things, and everybody, different, things make people tick, and whatever it is, I'm sure they're going to be. Colorado's more motivated knowing that this could put them into a bowl game. I don't worry about all that because I know that you can want something as much as you want, but, your deeds and how you go about things better equate to, and ultimately that game's going to be decided between the lines and who blocks and tackles the best. That's the bottom line.
Is it at all an indication of the rivalry between the two teams that your players like, I want to keep them out of a bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a tremendous tradition in this football game, I think there always will be. And, it's, like I said, it's motivation's motivation, and I don't get into who we're playing and their numbers, and I just know their numbers. I don't even know half their names, I know they're a very capable football team. We need to play our best. And I've said this all along. It's not about the opponents. I tell this to the team. It's about us. We got to compete within ourselves and play our best football and let things happen as they may.
So you haven't brought out Buffalo that bad yet this week?
No. My wife thinks I got a buffalo head sometimes. That's about it. That was a great hire for him. He's a tremendous football coach. I have a lot of respect for him and what he does. And, you know, I think they, you know, I don't know what all the reasoning was behind it, but good for him. You know, he, like I said, I hope at that age I'm golfing. But if he still has the energy to do it, he's obviously he's the kind of the guy who got it going, and got it set up, and they probably felt like it was enough. There are enough problems there or whatever that they wanted to get fixed, that he was the right guy to do it, and I'm sure he is. I mean, he did a great job the first time. I don't expect anything different from him. He's won for a lot of years.
Anything new on the Tech Mule Wyoming possibility?
Well, I mean, I think that he's a viable candidate, and he has my blessing to pursue that. I would hope that they would strongly consider him. I think it's obviously a compliment to him and to our staff, the guy, I mean, that we have guys on the staff that people would want, and they should want him. He's an excellent coach.
Have you made contact with his person?
I believe they probably did, you know. But, my blessing, and, you know, when and how they talk, or if they talk, that's their business, not mine, you know. I mean, I know Joe or Ted has my blessing to do it, and I know he's going to do it in a way that won't interfere with him doing his job. I know that about him. He's a pro. So I think he'd do a great job.
Well, can you talk about Marlon Lucky for a second? He was a guy that came into the season as an all-day-12 guy. He probably hasn't had the season that he was hoping to have had. He could have been a distraction to this team, having to share carry with 200 less, but he hasn't been that.
Well, yeah, I think Marlon, he's got nicked up a little bit. He's had some nagging injuries and some things, but I think he's been productive when he's gotten the ball in his hands. And, but he's, you know, he's, Marlon's a team guy, and he's not going to be a distraction, and he wouldn't be allowed to be a distraction. And he's had a great attitude. He's practiced well. He hasn't, you know, like, you know, what are you going to say? I mean, I think he's had a productive year. He's done a lot of good things for us, for our football team.
Do you anticipate any of the other guys on your staff getting interest from openings as they start coming available?
Wouldn't surprise me. I think we have an outstanding staff. And if it's something that's going to better them, their career and be able to provide even better for their family, I'm all for it. I'm about, you know, that's part of the deal. You hire good people, you're not going to keep it. I just hope that I provide a good enough environment for them that they want to be here and they won't consider lateral moves. I would anticipate, yeah, as time goes on, you know, I think we have a very talented staff, and I think they're going to be in demand.
Coach, when guys start to look at other coaches, does that say a lot about your program, that people are seeing that you have some talented coaches?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. I think it's a compliment to the whole program, and hopefully to what we've been able to accomplish so far.
Questions for Bob?
Thanks, guys.
That's Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini's weekly press conference, his final one before the bowl game. We bring it to you every Tuesday, the press conference, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be back and discuss what the coach had to say. A lot of talk there about the BCS. Talk about how this team has really come back after Oklahoma. Interesting about finally playing a team that's not all that tough offensively is how it all started out. I thought kind of some interesting comments. I think the coach knows that. I think he felt comfortable today. I think he feels comfortable going into Friday. We'll talk about that, the seniors, and a lot more. Stay with us. It's the Tuesday extended edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys will be right back. Wednesday self-serve washes are only a buck.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. It's no secret that Nebraska wide receivers coach Ted Gilmore's name has emerged as a candidate for the head coaching vacancy at Wyoming. Following Monday's Husker practice, Gilmore would neither confirm or deny the reports linking his name to the job at Wyoming.
Can you confirm that he contacted her?
I don't have anything to say about that, man. Let's talk about Colorado.
I guess, do you feel like you're ready in your career to make that next step if the opportunity came about anywhere to be a head coach right at this point?
Well, yes, I think so. I think so.
Head coach Bo Pelini did say that Gilmore does have his full blessing to go after the job.
You know, it's not a real big issue for me. You know, to me, it's about promoting your guys and making sure everybody has the best opportunity to advance in their career. You know, as long as you know you have confidence in that they're going to still do their job for you, and I know that's the case with Ted. So, I think, like I said earlier, I think they'd be crazy not to, and I think it's just a matter of time before they come talk to him.
Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Remember back when people had pride in their car?
Don't steal my girlfriend. You take my dog. Don't touch my car.
Did damage during the recent tornadoes leave the interior all soaked in your car? Call Timmo's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning at 440-0885. You'll love the fresh, clean, like new look from Timmo's Detailing. Call for commercial or residential carpet cleaning with fabric protection available. Cleaning up after the storm. Timmo's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Kearney.
Why do so many people wash their car and truck at Money Mike's Car Wash in Kearney? Well, maybe it's because of Money Mike's high-pressure, spot-free rinse with purified water. Or Wash 'em Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., all self-serve washes are just $1 for 3 minutes and $2.50 for touchless automatic washes. For added convenience, credit cards are now accepted. For value, performance, and convenience, come to Money Mike's Car Wash on the corner of 39th and N. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Big Red Report with Sean Callahan on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation has been brought to you by Money Mike's Car Wash, where every Wednesday self-serve washes are only a buck, and by Timmo's Detailing, Kearney's only full-service auto detailer.
Would you like a job where they want you to live your values at work? As a financial representative with Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, you'll enjoy unlimited income potential, a flexible schedule, and the support of a Fortune 500 company. You'll make a positive difference in the lives of people. No prior experience required. Work with purpose. Call Kirk Richards at 402-679-1651 for more. 402-679-1651 or visit thrivent.com.
Tired of hearing about financial bailouts? I'll drink to that. BICO gives you the big beer bailout, like a 12-pack of Bud, Coors, or Miller bottles, $9.99. Everybody likes a little Bush, just $7.99 for a 12-pack of cans. Thanksgiving? Thanks for such low beer prices, you can drink and not worry about the freaking turkey. Just stop by one of the four BICO locations, watch some football, and give thanks that the Huskers are in a bowl game. Visit us on the web at BICOonline.com. Be a BICO buyer.
The only golf course in central Nebraska with a GPS and where the fun never ends, Indian Head Golf Course, is also a great choice for this year's holiday party. First, the clubhouse is remodeled. Second, the Indian Head staff makes it easy to plan your get-together. And third, when you book an event on a Sunday through Thursday, you'll save another 15%. Log on to IndianHeadGolf.com and see for yourself what a great place it is. And don't wait. Call Indian Head Golf Course and pick a date, because it's Indian Head Golf Course, where the fun never ends. Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Thank you, Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, extended Tuesday edition for Coach Bo Pelini's press conference. Your thoughts, Tony?
Well, I think you're starting to see him so relaxed. You hit in this game, which I think he knows. We go out and play, or I say we, if they go out and play the game, type of football that the Huskers have been playing, this game should not be close. And I think he's just calm and confident in that.
I think Steve Ryan brought up an interesting point. Of course, he was asked what Joe Gans did for him in his first year. You know,
I thought Steve Ryan from Big Red Report brought up an interesting point at the beginning of the show. If it wasn't for Callahan, you know, he wouldn't have been here. And it would have been interesting to see a lot of other things, though. Probably if it wouldn't have been for Callahan, Bo wouldn't be here. But you look at that, and, you know, if it hadn't been for Joe Gans, if he hadn't gotten through this season healthy, Nebraska would not be where they are. That was what, that was the big, big star. That was the biggest star of them all at the beginning of the year. Could Joe stay healthy? And he's taken some licks, but boy, he's played some great football. He's thrown a couple balls where they shouldn't be. And but overall, you got to be pleased with the performance.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting these coaches now this time of year start getting asked about the system that's in place in the BCS, and every one of them's got a little bit different take on it. But in the end, nobody stands up and says, boy, I think this is the best it's ever going to be, and I just can't believe people complain about it. That, to me, just says, what are we doing? What are we doing to this system? Not one person is up there at their podium saying, well, this is the best it's ever been, guys, and I don't think it can get any better than this. Not one person's ever said that.
Bo Pelini talking about not facing an offense in Colorado that's been all that potent. They went to the dual quarterback situation, as we brought up with Coach Hawkins earlier in the Doug and Daddy show. Yeah, if you missed the show today, people, you missed it. Great show. I do say so, my darn self. But, you know, they're struggling to find ways to do things. You just hope that they don't find the way to do them on Friday.
Well, that's it. And they'd have to, you know, and, yeah, teams can come together. You mentioned earlier about be careful of a wounded animal. Well, there's a difference between having a wounded animal that's got his back toe broken and what Colorado's wounded like. I mean, they're beat down and then their head's half ripped off and they're gasping for air right now.
Well, they're asking Coach Pelini the difference between a New Year's Day bowl and essentially what would be a New Year's Eve Day bowl, which is one day on the calendar, but I guess everybody is much more involved at noon on New Year's Day than any other time. And you can tell, we want the best bowl possible. We would love to play on New Year's Day in my first year here, but you know, saying the right route, we just got to do what we do.
Well, I think he knows Gator Bowl is the best option out there, and I think, you know, he can say, you know, we're just happy we're going to take our business and land in the best spot. Well, he knows the best spot is Jacksonville, Florida.
I thought it was an interesting question as well about Marlon Lucky. All preseason Big 12, really the only Husker, and obviously the numbers aren't anywhere close to that.
We got to wonder how hurt Marlon Lucky. You know, these guys haven't went out of their way to provide a lot of information about injuries this year. I think Marlon Lucky's been pretty banged up at times. And then there's been some Mondays and Tuesdays where he showed up in his walking boot. And I don't know how 3 days in a walking boot really heals much. I mean, when you're playing Division I football, I don't think that could do a whole lot for you, but apparently
this
does.
Is Division I football?
It is Division I football, baby.
Well, hey, we want to thank all the fine folks for staying with us on the Doug and Daddy show today, and we'll wrap things up. It's coming up Friday, 2:30 ABC, and our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, with 9:30, the pregame time, coming up on Friday. Both Wendy's weekly press conference, thanks to the folks that make that possible. The head football coach at Colorado, Dan Hawkins, joined us today. The head football coach at Aurora High School, state champion in Class B, Randy Hubert, joined us. And, of course, we started the show with our friend Steve Ryan from Big Red Report. If you missed any of it, it'll be up on the podcast in about 10 minutes here. ESPNSuperstation.com is where you go. Click on the Cunningham Journal podcast. You can hear from the coaches and a whole lot more. Tomorrow on the show, we're efforting a lot.
We're efforting Rick Catlett. He's the president of the Gator Bowl. And hopefully, I spoke with a lady yesterday. We traded messages. And hopefully, this afternoon, that will come to fruition.
Also, we hope to hear from Billy C., the former coach. I think they're going with the Jets before Thanksgiving.
NFL power rankings, my picks. The Lord knows you don't want to miss those.
Johnny
we'll
Casino,
tomorrow.
Pigskin Pickhams. Mark and Minden weighed in. He says, if Daddy's taking the unders on Nebraska basketball tonight, I'm taking the overs. That's how good it's going.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!